Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, when you hear Ozzy, the Prince of Darkness, you only think of one man, Neil Greenberg. That's right. Our buddy Neil Greenberg joins the program every Wednesday at 11 for his weekly podcast. What up, Greenberg? How you doing, dude?
I'm doing super. How are you guys doing?
We are good, dude.
So if Ozzy, the Prince of Darkness, what are you, Neil?
I guess I'm like the minion of darkness spreading his gospel.
All right.
There you go.
Gotcha.
That sounds intense. Greenberg is also a sports writer and stats geek, not nerd, for the Washington Post.
On the side.
He's got science for any occasion. You can follow Greenberg at @ngreenberg, and he joins us kindly via the Rude guest hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV. All right, dude. You put out a hell of a tease for your appearance today. You said you have a rooting guide for the Commanders and their fans.
Let's go.
Is that for this weekend or going forward? The floor is yours.
Going forward, one of your callers was talking about even though Washington probably doesn't make the playoffs, they would love to play spoiler for Dallas. So I thought that was a great idea. So I kind of ran all the scenarios, and for that scenario to happen, what you want is for Dallas to beat Detroit and at least one of Minnesota and the Chargers, because that would give them above a 50-50 chance to win, to make the playoffs. But then if they lose to Washington, those chances like pretty much evaporate to below 10%. So, like, if that's your rooting guy to kind of derail Dallas at this point, to get them to a point where, you know, they're feeling good about their playoff chances, only to lose it all at the hands of the Commanders, that's what you're hoping for.
All right.
So you want Dallas to win the next two?
Well, no, they're just going to beat Detroit. If they lose to the Chiefs, it doesn't impact them as much. You want them to beat Detroit and at least one of Minnesota and the Chargers.
So Dallas plays this week KC, and then Dallas always gets well-treated, and they get the following Thursday game against the Lions. So
right.
You're saying that Lions is a must-win before they come to Washington for Christmas.
Right, absolutely. Now, if they go 4-4, there's really nothing Washington can do to derail their chances. But, again, you want them to beat Detroit and then root for them in one of the next two games after that.
Well, as Washington goes into this game, they need to be concerned about them, I think, a little bit, Neil. So let me see. What is the thing you need to see for them to go out there and start winning a game?
Well, they got to get healthy. I don't think I'm breaking any ground there. And they just have to figure out. I don't want to say they have to figure everything out, but they need everything to work at the same time, right? Like, we've seen the defense do well, offense let them down. We've seen it vice versa. You know, they just need a game where everything works. Because right now, at least from what I'm hearing on your show especially, fans don't have a lot of confidence in this team, right? So much so, they don't even want Jaden Daniels playing if he's healthy, right? Like, they're saying it's not even worth it. Like, just box him up, bubble wrap him, put him on the shelf, and wait till next year. So they just need they need a solid defensive game, which we've seen. They need obviously to put points on the board. Playing against Denver is not going to be easy by any stretch. But they just need to gain some confidence. They need confidence not of the fans, but of themselves. I would have to expect that you lose six straight. I mean, your confidence is going to be low no matter what. But just put some good football, strings together. Get some good drives. Stop Denver from doing what they want to do. You're a huge underdog in this game. Just come out and just show people like what a glimpse of what they were expecting the whole season, right? I mean, we haven't seen any of that from this team. And again, I mean, the fan base has really soured on it.
And how important is that? Them to start showing that with Jaden at the helm, because this is what Washington is it's a weird place to me. Everybody don't want Jaden to play, but if they get on a streak, a great stretch going without Jaden, all I see now is they're going, and whether we know it that it wouldn't be a quarterback controversy, but it would damn sure be a controversy. And what would these fans do at that point?
Yeah, I mean, not only that, but it would. It would be internal, right? It would be, maybe Mariota should just be left in and he's been the guy and what have you. But then we'll also start to get, should we have taken Drake May, right? Like, should we have, maybe Daniels wasn't the guy at number two. And it's all revisionist history. I mean, look, Jaden Daniels had a superb season last year. He got hurt this year. His supporting cast got hurt. Like, there's no there's nothing to go on in terms of he is or isn't the guy going forward. I mean, you have to give him the benefit of the doubt that he is and build accordingly and proceed accordingly. You know, Mariota, as I said on the show before, is hugely valuable as a backup quarterback. I don't think there's any franchise in the league that would take Mariota over Jaden Daniels to be the starting quarterback. People just want to feel good about feeling good last year. I think that's, and I've said this before, like last year happening really hurt the club because I think it skewed expectations coming into this year. But people just want to feel good about rooting for this team because it's almost like Lucy and the football, right? They had so many bad years under Snyder. They finally get something good in the 2024 season, and then the football's just yanked away from them this year. There just wasn't enough goodwill built up that they can overcome that quickly.
Yeah. Greenberg, I know you're more of a metal guy. Have you ever heard the Robert Earl Keen song, Feeling Good Again?
I might have, but I wouldn't know it like...
It speaks to what you're saying. And, I mean, the chorus is, it feels so good feeling good again. And it's just like when you're down and out, sometimes even if you know it's only a flashpoint, it just would feel good to not lose. And I think that's where Washington is. Like, even if they just get one. That's why I don't view this as I did the Detroit and the Seattle games. When they had explosive offenses and Washington's defense was performing so badly, I really just didn't think they had a chance in those games. I don't view Denver through that same prism. I thought Washington was going to beat Miami, and I think you could pretty...
They should have.
You could easily argue they should have, and they didn't. So, no points for second place. But Denver, to me, doesn't have the explosive offense that really freaks out Washington. But I look at Minnesota and New York as very winnable games, and that the goal for this team is like see if you can go 2-1 over the next three, and just change a bit of the conversation here.
Totally.
Yeah, and they would have beaten what people think to be good teams, right? I don't personally think Denver's as good as their record says, but the defense is really good. Beating the Giants would be good, and look. there's no hope. It doesn't feel like there's any hope for this franchise right now, right? Like, we know there's hope for the future. We know they're going to get healthy and things are going to change, et cetera. But right now, there's not a lot of hope in the fan base. I mean, I hear that on the callers, not just to your show, but all shows on the station. And, you know, like you said, winning games is the quickest way to reinstill hope, right? Like, if for whatever reason Jaden Daniels came back in the Giants game, and I'm just picking game out of the hat, and, you know, the Commanders won 40-14, like, the parade routes would open up, and we'd be talking about next year, and who should we get, who should we keep, and that sort of stuff. And, you know, it only takes a game or two to reignite this fan base because of what happened last year. But, you know, you got to start with getting healthy and making stops on defense and putting it all together. Like I said, I mean, there's been good offensive games. There's been good defensive games. We haven't really seen a good offensive and defensive game in quite a while.
I totally agree with that. Talking with our friend Neil Greenberg here on the Rude Guest Hotline. So, Greenberg, very interesting Sunday in the NFL where the Chiefs pull a rabbit out of a hat and come back to beat the Colts down double digits in the fourth quarter. The Cowboys come back from 21-0 to beat the Eagles. You have maintained for some time your belief in Kansas City, but, like, where are you seeing kind of the upper echelon of teams in the NFL?
I think the Rams are there. Seahawks are there. I do think the Lions, Chiefs, Colts, and Packers are there. And then it starts to get dicey. I mean, Buffalo and Philadelphia, you know, kind of like on the fringe. And, you know, I will say this, like, there's no team that I feel comfortable with saying is the best in the NFL right now. Mm. Which is weird at this point of the season, right? Because we've usually had a pretty good idea of who the top teams are. I can give you a group of teams. I can give you a group of teams that I'm fairly comfortable with, and then we can order them. You know, we can argue about how they should be ordered, but there's no dominant team. I mean, Buffalo looked like that, kind of fell off. Philadelphia looked like that, fell off. Patriots are 10-2. I have them 11th in my power rankings. I don't think a lot of people are putting them among the top teams. Same with Denver at 9-2, and, you know, even the Colts went off. You know, they started a fast start as well, but they were never really taken seriously as Super Bowl contenders. You know, even look at the betting markets. I mean, the Rams are the favorite, but they're plus 400. They're 4-1 to win the Super Bowl, which seems like a pretty high number for the favorite at this point. What are we, two-thirds of the season done or somewhere thereabouts? I think it's wide open. This could be a great playoffs too, right? I mean, we could see Kansas City, Buffalo, I think, or, you know, some real heavyweights in the first round that really sets up for a wild playoff.
Who do you think has a better chance of getting in? The Bengals with Burrow back or the Cowboys?
If Burrow is healthy, then I think the Bengals, because, well, they have three really winnable games towards the end of the season. You know, they got to get through Baltimore twice and the Bills. So that's kind of tough. Dallas's schedule, I mean, probably Dallas, because their schedule is a lot easier, right? They do got to play the Chiefs and Detroit, but then they got Minnesota, Chargers, Commanders, Giants. You know, they can go 4-0 to end the season and kind of make it in there. They can beat Detroit, I think, even though they're playing in Detroit.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So I think probably Dallas, just because it's schedule, and Burroughs, I think, needs a game or two to get himself back into rhythm, and those games are going to come against two very good teams in the AFC.
And then Dallas' defense seems to be playing a little better, and Cincinnati's defense is not good.
No,
so
not
Burrow
good at
being
all.
Back
that's,
doesn't sell. They can score 30 and still lose.
They are not good. And the offense wasn't even really great with Joe Burrow in those two games that he played. You know, I know that's a small sample, but you know, Cincinnati had some challenges. Actually, one of my future picks before the season started was Cincinnati to miss the playoffs at plus money, because I just thought that they'd have a tough time. I obviously didn't know Burrow was going to get hurt, but you know, I did think that they were going to have a tougher time this year. And Dallas, look, Dak Prescott has been doing everything. You know, I don't know if he gets enough talk of as a, kind of like an MVP candidate, but we're not talking about Dallas at all if Dak Prescott isn't playing at the level that he's been playing at.
Yeah. Who's your MVP right now? Stafford?
That's a great question. I've been trying to answer that, and I have no real answer. I guess Stafford is probably the guy that I would put at the head of the list, right? Quarterback for the best team in the NFL. That's usually the recipe to win it. But again, if Dallas has a late run here, I really do think that Dak Prescott should get a little more interest to be the MVP. But I think right now it's got to be the Stafford.
If they get a run and Jerry start talking, he's going to win the MVP.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, that's just an easy story to latch on to.
Yeah.
In, you know, Dallas and the run, et cetera. I think the narrative could push that more than anything.
Greenberg, before we let you go, let's talk a little Caps. You'd been saying this for a little while, that it's so jumbled up in the Metro to not worry too much about the standings. Washington had a big win Monday night against Columbus and now gets a big opportunity. I think they play tonight, right? Like that arena will be rocking. Everybody will be hammered. Everybody will be going out before and after the night before Thanksgiving. Where are you at on the Caps? They got really good production, I think, from the defensive side, scoring some goals the other night. How are we feeling? Give me a Capitals temperature check.
I felt fine before. I mean, we talked about it. It was bunched up. They just needed to put a couple wins together. Ovechkin, you know, if Ovechkin emerges, then things go well. You know, had a hat trick. I mean, the guy is just the epitome of the generational talent. And if he's playing well, Washington has a shot. They got to fix the power play. It looks like they're finally going to be tinkering with that a little bit, trying to iron that out. But I feel fine about their chances. I mean, hockey's a long season, and they have the loser point, and there's just a lot of ways to get momentum in the standings, even if you're not winning. Right, as long as you're not losing a ton, you can be pretty competitive. So I feel fine. You know, I think we take it in like 10-game chunks, see where they're at. But right now, they're moving up in the mix. They're in the middle of the Metro. They're at the bottom of the Metro a couple days ago. So that just tells you, you know, how quickly fortunes can change just by putting, you know, three wins together or winning three out of four games.
And then I'm going to switch this around a little bit, Greenberg, just because I know you're a degen with futures in and all sports. Who do you like in college football? What action you got floating around?
I like Notre Dame. I actually just wrote about Notre Dame having a better case than Miami to win. I think that the losses early in the season don't matter as much. I know Ohio State is a juggernaut, the favorite, et cetera. But if you're looking for, you know, value and anything can happen and it's one game, et cetera, I do think Notre Dame provides some of that value. Alabama has a name recognition, of course, but I'm not really into them. So I would say, either Indiana or Notre Dame. But I really do like Ohio State. But if I'm looking for value, that's where my money's going.
What's the price on the Irish right now to win it all?
I think you could find 10 to 1.
That's juicy. Wow. Dude, am I crazy? I think the team in college football nobody's talking about. All right, I may be crazy, but this is a separate point. The team that nobody in college football is talking about that is freaking loaded and just plays excellent defense, Texas Tech, man. Some billionaire took over there and just started.
They play excellent defense against the teams that they normally play, but when they get against some of those powerful teams, they always seem to just falter.
They are. And the analytics love Texas Tech. A lot of the analytics have them as a top 10 team. Defense is one of the best in the country, if not one of the top three. The offense is, I think, what's keeping them, holding them back, and also their strength of schedule. Texas Tech certainly is one of these analytic darlings that even besides them being 10-1, they are grading out really well in defense and special teams, which, let's face it, could easily steal you games, especially in a one-game win-and-you're-in format.
You got any college hoops futures? Did you put anything down?
Not yet. I'm actually building my March Madness models right now. So I don't have anything yet, but I'm going to very shortly because I'm getting that together.
He said after last night, Gonzaga.
Yo, they look damn good last night, dude.
I do like St. John's. I'm like kind of, and this isn't just because I'm from Queens, but I'm very interested in St. John's so far, and also Duke. Like those are the two teams that I'm gravitating towards early. But I'll have a much better answer for you in another week or two.
Did you grow up a big Johnny's fan?
I did. St. John's Redmond. The high school I went to actually had the graduation ceremony at St. John's. I am very familiar with St. John's. I almost went to St. John's because there's no on-campus housing, so they actually give you money to find places to live back then. So it was very tempting to go to St. John's. College Hoops, St. John's, that was my team growing up.
There you have it. All right, Greenberg, appreciate the time, man. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
All right, happy Thanksgiving. Love you guys. I'm thankful for you and all the callers. I really do appreciate being on the show, and I'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate you, brother.
That's our guy, Neil Greenberg. Give him a follow, at N Greenberg, joining us via the Rude Guest Hotline. Coming up at noon, we're going to open these phone lines for Ask B-Mitch Anything, special holiday edition.
Uh-oh.
Nobody go anywhere.
All right, it's B-Mitch and JP here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn to Rude. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? You can adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the best, and they've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly.
The best part with Rude are the systems are whisper quiet. You don't have any of those noisy interruptions in the middle of the night. Just peace of mind. Rude's got the variable speed compressor that ensures humidity control. When you control the humidity, you control the conditions regardless of the weather outside. You get comfort and performance perfectly balanced. Plus, you can save a bunch of money, man. That's what this is all about. Cash. You can qualify for federal tax credits up to $2,000 on heat pumps through 2032. Check out rude.com/federal incentives to learn more.
Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rude,
it ain't right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.